They all have different patterns. And my mother's made me some that I'm very proud of. And it's a very tedious job. I would think. I wouldn't have the patience to make one.
Yeah. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you ever see anything that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Yes.
What's that?
Well, I don't know. Are you referring to a pillow sham? I know what you're talking about. I've seen them used in the ass pillow shams. But I don't know the name for it, other than a feather pillow. Can be made up in a row like that.
Okay. You wouldn't say that it went just part way across the bed. You'd say that it went
all the way across the bed.
Good. If you had a lot of company coming over and you didn't have enough beds, what might you make up on the floor for the children?
Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. What about a Baptist pallet? You ever heard of those?
Why a Baptist pallet?
I don't know. I just remember when I was 5 years old and we went to Maryville, Tennessee to see the uncle that I live with. His brother, I call my uncle. And I can remember saying, where's everybody going to sleep tonight? And he said, well, we're going to make some Baptist pallets all over the floor. And that's what we've called them.
That was in Tennessee?
That was in Tennessee, in Maryville, Tennessee, right outside of Maryville, Tennessee, on a farm. I suppose maybe because they were Baptists and they were going to lay the pallets on the floor. But that would be what we refer to them as. Not necessarily Baptists, but we're going to put the pallets on the floor tonight, or, of course, sleeping bags now. Mm-hmm. When my younger cousins come over, it's what it is, but pallets is what I always heard.
Okay. The next section coming up has to do with land and bodies of water and that sort of thing. I don't know whether you'll know all these terms. You might say we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile.
The flat, low-lying land along a stream that might overflow in the spring and be planted later.
Like a swamp. Is this what you're referring to?
No, this is good soil that you can plant things on.
All right, and what about it? What's the soil
called? It's low-lying, yeah, it's low-lying land. It's a type of land near a stream that floods in the spring.
What does it begin with? Tell me the letter.
Well, there are all kinds of things that people
know. Oh, well, I don't know.
Did you ever hear of bottom land?
Yes. I think I've made mention earlier in the interview of the creek bottom that flows through my uncle's farm. And it's a very, it's a creek that runs in the very bottom of the land. In other words, it's in a very low area of the land. I suppose that's why it's called the creek bottom, because it's in the bottom land. Yes, the low land, the bottom land. I've heard of
those. Okay, good. What would you call a field that might be good for nothing except raising grass or hay?
Really refer to it as the field, because that's, or the wheat field, if it's raising wheat. I've heard that quite a bit. Any more specific terms I can't think of right now that it would be called.
You mentioned a swamp. What is that exactly?
To me, when I think of swamps, I really think of, like in Florida, the very low land that's flooded and very soft and not good for anything, really.
Does it have trees in it?
Bushes? Yes. No, not a swamp. No, it's just a swampy area. It's a very low area covered with water and nothing really grows except weeds and such.
Would you have a name for a place along the sea where salt hay grows?
Soft hay.
Salt hay.
Salt hay. No, I'm sorry. I would have no name for that.
Okay. Do you know names for different kinds of soil?
Should have read a science book before I came here.
No, you shouldn't.
Oh, I know there are all kinds of soil, and I... Shoot, Susan. Oh, I can name you